Hey, it's Opinionated once again, and today got a little brief ditty for you. It's more like a question. Look at all that smoke. Yeah, it's more like a question, and I have a few opinions on the matter, but I'm interested in knowing where yours are. So the question for today is, to vote or not to vote, what's the difference? And some people are thinking, well, that's nothing to talk about, because of course you should vote. But, you know, there may be an equal number of people on the other side saying voting is a waste of time, nothing ever changes. So I'm just going to lay out what I believe is the confusion that creates the controversy. And I don't know that I have an opinion on this or not. Maybe something will pop out. But anyway, so, you know, of course we should vote. People, you know, especially minorities and women, fought for the right. People die for your right to vote. So you should go out and vote. And that makes sense. It's a democracy. The people come together. They listen to the issues and sides of the candidates and make the choice to put some person in office who's going to forward the agenda of the people. Is going to act in the people's interest to create policies and laws and rules and programs that benefit the people of this country, right? Well, look at some of these laws, some of these institutions and programs and policies, and you wonder, like, who is this really benefiting? Is this benefiting the people? You know, is it really benefiting the people the way things are set up? Some of us feel like the government is mostly benefiting the rich people and each other. Politicians go into office, you know, making a little nice little salary, and in no time flat, they're all rich. Millionaires. Now, how did that happen? Nobody knows. Anyway, I should run for office. Anyway, so what we have is a representative democracy. It's not just like democracy. We don't vote for everything. Common people don't vote for stuff. Not much. Mostly we vote for people who go in and they vote. And sometimes the people you elect, they don't vote the same way that you would if it was you. All the people could be saying, don't do it. And that guy in office says, do it. And guess what? Guess what happens? It's done. It's not your voice that counts. It's theirs. So there are some flaws in the game, but there's flaws in every system. So don't throw away the baby. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? Okay, so what makes it confusing is we have an electoral college when it comes to the president. So 67 million people vote for candidate A, and the electoral college votes for candidate B, and candidate B wins. So that doesn't seem very fair. And it's pretty confusing. I'm sure somebody can get in the comments and sort it all out and make it make sense, right? Yeah. So what else makes voting controversial besides the fact that sometimes you vote and it seems like no matter who you vote for, or this party or that party, nothing changes. The rich keep getting rich, the wars keep raging on, and the poor keep getting poorer. And there are more poor people now than ever before. So what's the point? Nobody's listening. It's all a sham and a game. That's how some people feel. But what really intrigues me lately is that, you know, there's talk of Russians and Chinese interfering with elections. Now, how do they interfere with our elections? Do they come over here, a zillion Chinese people come over here and just flood the polls with voters and they vote for their candidate? Now, it doesn't work like that. So they hack. What do they hack? I think what they do is that they post all these ads, these advertisements, kind of help sway people's opinions. They have so many commercials that says, hey, this guy's really good and he cares about you. He cares about poor people, Mexicans, homeless, whatever. So they flood ads. And I guess these ads seep into your subconscious mind and make you believe them. Okay, and that's what you get for growing up believing in TV and believing in politicians' stories. But that doesn't really seem like it's hella effective. I mean, I guess it is, but it doesn't seem, you know, as big as what really concerns me. Ready for this? What really concerns me is after you go and vote. So we're voting for the Forest Ranger of Blue County. Now there's 1,000 people in Blue County, and 999 of them voted for John Doe. Okay, Jane Doe wins. How is that? Because you vote into this computer, and the computer tabulates and adds it up, and then it prints out something that goes to this official person that reads it, and they say, candidate B1. Why? Because people can hack computers. The person reading it could lie. There's just so many loopholes that, I mean, there's just so many ways to cheat the system. And the end result is that nothing ever changes anyway. You know, nothing's changing. You know, well, they did this and they did that. Of course, you might cite some instances where the people did make some, get some good benefits. That's true. But I mean, a really good game, a really good scam will let you win every now and then. So you continue to have hope, because woe is the system when the people lose hope. You see what's going on in other nations. People lose hope. The masters got a little heavy handed and the people lost hope and faith in the system. So now they're, you know, overthrowing the systems. So anyway, to vote or not to vote, you know, the six here and half a dozen there, you know, you kind of have to make up your own decision. It depends on how you look at it. I'm opinionated. I have my view. I'm wondering what yours is. So if you can give me a, feel free to share me. Feel free to subscribe to my different social media accounts. You know, I'm opinionated. Opinionated Drew, and I appreciate you, and I will see you in the next one. I'm trying to look at you. All right, in the next one. Yeah.